How to Make Music, Best Full Guides to Know 2021. Making music is at its core a creative endeavor that can allow you to express yourself and share your feelings with the world. This can be a powerful tool, yet beginning a new creative discipline can be invigorating. It's terrifying, empowering, and there's so much to learn. Regardless, the payoff is huge. Music is one of the richest ways to be creative and express yourself artistically. In this article, Fiddler will show you the complete guide on how to make music. We'll delve into each of those steps deeper as we go along. Learning basic music theory. To create great music, you don't have to be an expert in music theory. It does help. Music theory describes the structure of songs. This is invaluable information that will help you realize your creative vision. You can feel the rudiments and principles of music theory in every song by using notes, scales, chords, and rhythm, and develop your musical intuition by learning music theory. The process of understanding music theory concepts and the basics of songwriting brings it all together. Learning new techniques is the best way to combat writer's block. All of this makes music theory an integral part of a musician's development. LANDR's tutorials are clear and straightforward and will guide you through the basics of music theory in simple, logical steps. You can learn the basics and then build upon them. But you must keep your creative focus and make music quickly. Writing songs. Choose the genre you wish to write. A finished track can be born from a single idea, however, it must first become a song. Songwriting is the basic material of music creation. Listen to similar songs to find common themes and methods. You should choose a music genre you like and are open to trying new things with. A hard rock song might feature loud guitars and distortion, while a hip-hop song may have drums or synthesizers. You can try different genres to discover which one you enjoy the most. Select a chord progression to use in the song. A progression is how you arrange chords. It can also help you decide which notes you want to use in your song. To find the most pleasing sounding chords, pick 3 to 4 chords in the same key. Then arrange them in a different order to discover what you like best. To check how the progression of chords sounds on your instrumental music, play it. You can keep track of chord ideas on your phone and write them down. Use C, F, or G chords to make your own beats happy. Use a minor, D major, and E chords to create a sad song. For your progression, you can use any chords that you like. To find the perfect melody, you can improvise on your instrument. The melody is the main line of notes in your song. To use your melody, choose notes that are within one of the chords in your progression. Making your own beats unique and exciting by using different rhythms and different ranges of notes. To find the right melody for you, you can either play with your instrument songs or whistle or hum along with the progression of chord. It would be best if you did not use tunes from other songs. They are copyrighted. Use drums and software instruments to create beats for your song. You can create a basic rhythm with the drum kit's bass and snare. You can also create a virtual drum set using software instruments on your DAW to arrange the beat or experiment with different times for the bass and snare sounds until you find what you like to use in your song. You can achieve a basic drum beat by using a bass drum and a snare drum for the first and third beats. To create music more memorable, structure it with choruses and verses. Songs are often broken down into verses with 2 to 3 repeat choruses. The verses should feel more relaxed near the beginning and build towards the end. Your choruses should start with the most memorable melodies to make them memorable and provide listeners with something to hold on to. Please make sure the choruses and verses sound different from each other, so they don't blend. To grab listeners' attention, include a hook in your chorus or at the beginning of your song. You can experiment with different song structures as you become more comfortable in making your own music. If you wish to sing over your instrumental, write lyrics. To help you decide what lyrics to use, think about the main message you want people to hear when you sing your own song. Choose a rhyme pattern for your choruses and verses to make it easier for others to sing along. Getting the right gear. You can mix and record your music with a digital audio system. A digital audio workstation DAW, or DAWs, enables you to record, edit, and produce music. Many DAWs have software instruments built in that you can use to play and add to your own beats with your computer's keyboard. Compare the features and costs of DAWs to find one that works with your operating system. GarageBand, Logic Pro on Mac, or Reaper for Mac and PC will give you the best experience. FL Studio, Pro Tools, or Cubase are more advanced programs. You can use all DAWs on Mac or PC. You can focus on electronic music by using Ableton, Bitwig Studio, or Reason. Many DAWs come with free trial periods that allow you to test them before purchasing. DAW software can seem complicated at first. Make sure to look for tutorials that show you how to use the program and interface, so you know all the settings. To record live instruments or vocals, purchase a condenser microphone. Condenser microphones can record high-quality audio in almost all home studios. You should look for microphones that are within your budget, have good reviews, and that you can use to record your vocals or virtual instruments. You should choose an adjustable stand to allow you to move the microphone around while recording different instruments. If you are making electronic music using software instruments, you don't necessarily need a microphone. Tips: you don't have to buy a microphone. However, your phone or the built-in microphone in your computer can be used. An audio interface is needed to connect instruments and microphones to a computer. An audio interface connects to your computer's USB port. It converts acoustic sound into digital files. An interface should have 1-2¼-inch 0.64 centimeters ports to allow you to plug in both a microphone or instrument simultaneously. Compare the features and prices of different audio interfaces to determine which one is most suitable for you. Although high-end interfaces are expensive, you can still get one for as low as $100 at a music shop or online. If you don't use live instruments or a microphone, an audio interface is not necessary. You can hear your song clearly with headphones. You can hear details that you might not be able to hear if you listen through headphones. For the best sound quality, opt for headphones with noise-canceling technology. You can listen to your music without losing any audio quality by choosing headphones that have a cord. To avoid audio feedback, make sure you have the headphones on whenever you record. You can use earbuds if you don't own high-quality headphones. However, you might not be able to hear the end of the song as well. Related article: The 21 Best Headphones for Music Listening? Best Things to Know 2021. For mixing songs, choose studio monitors. Studio monitors are speakers which accurately reproduce the mix of your song. You can adjust the volume and adjust the mix as necessary. Check out music supply stores or electronics shops to find the right monitors for you. Mount studio monitors on stands so that they are at ear level so you can hear them. Monitors with more significant drivers will make music production louder and more balanced sound. Studio monitors can be as high as $100. Monitors that cost more tend to sound better than those that are less expensive. If you don't have the money to buy studio monitors immediately, it's fine to use headphones. Choose the instrument you are most interested in playing. You can choose any instrument, but the most popular instruments are guitar, bass, ukulele, and piano when you start making your favorite songs. You should practice your instrument for at least 20 to 30 minutes per day to improve your skills. You should have all the equipment necessary to use your instrument. You can use the software instruments already included in your digital audio workstation if you don't own an instrument. To play the instruments, you can use either your computer keyboard or MIDI control. How to produce music? Music production is the process of turning song ideas into a satisfying recording that you can stream on an online distribution platform. This stage is so broad that it covers almost all aspects of creating a song. This is about the fundamentals of sound design, beat creation, and recording. You are a music producer if your workflow includes any one of these. The way you work and the music you make will determine your producer style. However, there are a few things that all musicians should be aware of. This comprehensive guide will give you new ideas of which direction to go as your music develops. These free resources are valuable for a budding singer-songwriter, a hip-hop MPC whisperer, or an indie shoegazer. Mixing and mastering, get familiar. A mixed engineer with different experience and equipment will finish the final stage of recording. Because the engineer will make important decisions about how the music will sound, it is essential to have a separate person. Mixing and mastering are like polishing your final mix. The overall dynamic levels of the mix are adjusted to ensure that they sound good on various playback devices. You might also need to adjust the EQ or effects. A good mix of songs from an album will be equal in volume. There may be some silence between songs if a physical copy is being produced, such as a vinyl pressing or CD pressing. The mastering engineer might be able to add metadata to your tracks. Metadata, which is digital information that allows your own sound to be searched in a database or the internet, is essential for tracking its use and for receiving royalties when others use it. Mastering engineers usually charge per song, so it is worth shopping around. Can you master your tracks yourself? Yes, you can master your tracks yourself, but it is a good idea for someone else to listen and give an objective opinion. This will allow the track that you love to shine even more. Promote your music for distribution. Once your recordings are complete, there will be new challenges in getting your music out to the public. Post-music production includes mixing and mastering as well as artwork, jacket design, and liner notes. If you plan to sell your music to labels or perform live gigs, you must upload your music to streaming platforms like Spotify. To track sales and distribution, you should add metadata to all your tracks. You might also wish to self-publish the music or get a deal with a major publisher. You could write a marketing plan. The best part about this stage of the process is the feedback from your listeners. This will help you to validate your work and show its value. Everyone has their fans. Listeners' positive reactions will encourage you to make more good music. Music promotion. It's only half of the battle to make your music available via streaming services. Once the information is online, you need to spread it and get people talking about it. Music promotion is a great way to do this. Promoting your music can help you grow your fan base and raise awareness. It is an integral part of the song's life cycle. Although music promotion can be difficult, the basics of music promotion are easy to learn. Promoting your music is more effective if you get started as soon as possible. Musicians often wait until the last minute to promote their music. By then, it might be too late. Although it may sound complicated, early promotion can pay big dividends. Artists can move forward by connecting with larger audiences and getting exposure. LANDR's knowledge base on music promotion can help you promote your music online and offline. FAQs on how to make music. What are the best ways to sell my music online? Spotify and Apple Music are great platforms for selling your music. Amazon is easy to enter because you can sell your CD through them, but streaming is the best way to go professionally. What is the cost of recording an album? Different prices are offered by different recording studios. My best advice is that you get exactly what you pay for. It's important to find someone who knows the game you are playing. On the low end, it is typically $40 per hour. Some places charge $100 to $200 an hour. It all depends on how many songs and instruments you need, as well as how much you are willing to pay for mastering and mixing. A good studio will cost you between $4,000 and $5,000 to produce an entire album. Conclusion. Start producing music and continually improving your musical and recording skills is a worthy goal. The most important thing is to start where you are and dive headlong into the learning process. The sooner you start, the sooner you will see the rewards of music making.